Bruce flew to Venezuela because God had called him to share the good news about Jesus with the Indians of South America. When he got off the plane, he was supposed to meet up with his friend, Mr. Saunders. He couldn't speak any Spanish and didn't know anyone in the entire country, the entire continent. He made his way through customs and began to look for Mr. Saunders, but he couldn't find him. Maybe Mr. Saunders was just running late. Bruce waited and waited and waited, but no one came to pick him up. Eventually, the airport had to close for the night and Bruce had to leave. He was all alone. The next day, Bruce was walking the streets outside of the airport when a young man approached him. His name was Julio. They began talking about what Bruce was doing in Venezuela. Bruce told him how he would like to work with the Indians. Eventually, Bruce was introduced to a man named Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian said to him,
"So you're interested in Indians? What for? You wouldn't even like the Indians. They're dirty and ignorant. There's nothing noble about them, except that they care for their own, even if they ask others to do it for them."
Bruce was defeated, but he insisted to Dr. Christian that he wanted to meet the Indians.
"All right, if you're serious about this, you can come with me, I guess. I'm going next week, and I'll be gone for a month and a half."
Bruce was ecstatic. He had found a way to meet the Indians. All he had to do was wait and pray that God would use him to tell them about Jesus. Bruce and Dr. Christian took a boat upriver to the High Onrico. Bruce wrote down what the village looked like.
"All around was the disgusting smell of human excrement. And as we walked up the village, I could see flies buzzing around piles of filth only a few feet away from the people's huts. I decided I could be left there for 3 weeks while Dr. Christian continued upriver and into the other tributaries. He could pick me up on his way back."
Bruce quickly went and tried to tell the Indians about Jesus, but he couldn't speak the language, and the Indians said in response was, "We don't want to become like the foreign missionaries. Our way is right."